The Haines Public Safety Building may get a $500,000 makeover, and Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel discusses the final decisions to be considered before passing the FY20 budget. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. The Haines Assembly will give the FY20 budget a third read on Tuesday night. One piece of the pie is set aside for capital improvements to the public safety building.
It's going to stop right there.
Al Giddings is the Haines-Borough Volunteer Fire Department Chief. We're standing next to a fire engine and watching the motor that opens the bay door turn. But the door is only halfway down and not moving. A bay door is basically a garage door for fire engines. There's money set aside in the borough budget to replace these warped and waterlogged doors.
We know that it's such a tight time financially, but I think that would be a very good investment.
So far, the doors have worked when they're needed, but Giddings is concerned they could hold up an emergency call.
And this particular door stops quite often or jams up. So we've had some firefighters who said, well, the engines will drive right through that if it doesn't work. But
as dramatic as crashing a fire truck through the public safety building doors might be, the borough is working to avoid an action sequence worthy of a summer blockbuster. This isn't the only improvement the building needs. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel has been working since the first days of her tenure to get the peeling building repainted.
We've got to paint this public safety building. It's just horrendous. It doesn't look like we care, you know, as a community.
But Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan thought the cost-to-benefit ratio of a new paint job paled in comparison to another idea.
Well, they had this idea of sheathing the building, and they had been putting money into the budget, like $50,000 a year, towards that project.
Ryan's concern was that the paint would be peeling off again in a couple of years. He convinced Schnabel that metal sheathing would be a longer-term solution. For an additional $150,000, he argued they could sheathe the building and take care of a mounting list of maintenance woes, including those bay doors.
This building is very important, and we need to invest in it or move on.
Assembly chambers, the fire department, the police station, the jail, dispatch, borough servers, the morgue, it's all in the public safety building.
Felt like if we pulled a little more funds, we could get a lot more service out of it. And if we wrap this package all together, it's the first step into making this building functional.
So the full package of improvements includes new windows, new doors, metal sheathing for the building, electrical upgrades, an air conditioning unit to keep the servers and the morgue from overheating, those bay doors for the fire department, and even an ADA accessible bathroom adjacent to assembly chambers. Ryan acknowledges people may not want to spend the money right now. State budget cuts mean municipalities are taking on greater financial responsibilities this year. But he says these improvements will extend the life of the building. All of those upgrades will cost in the range of $500,000.
You know, the alternative is somewhere in the millions of dollars to replace it. You know, $10 million, $13 million, which is a huge investment. So while $500,000 might sound like a lot, comparatively speaking, it's probably not.
His next step is to put out a request for proposals and hire a contractor. The goal is to have the project done by summer of 2021. Many of the upgrades are due to a moisture issue that he's been addressing. He's hoping to put in a few more vents and is even considering better drainage around the building. The manager's budget allocates money for the upgrades as capital improvements projects. The FY20 budget will get its third reading at the Haines Assembly meeting this Tuesday. The Haines-Borough Assembly must pass an operating budget for 2020 this week. Haines-Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel spoke to KHNS's Henry Leisha to talk about the budget process and the final decisions still to be made.
So you drafted the budget at the start of April with, for the most part, flat funding. Is that a fair characterization?
It is. By flat, though, it means that everything that we're doing, we continue to do. But things cost more. And also we have the belief that our sales tax revenue is going to be greater this year. Sales tax has been growing by about 8% a year. So there are increases in the sales tax and property tax revenues.
And then so since that first draft was introduced back in April, there have been, you know, a lot of meetings and discussions, but it wasn't really until recently that assembly members started proposing amendments to the budget, really. Mm-hmm. In terms of the process, why are those amendments coming up now?
I think that there was a reluctance at the beginning in April for anyone to really dig into the budget because there was so much unknown about the state's funding situation. And, you know, why start taking things away from what we need to do our work if it wasn't a known thing that we were going to have to deal with in the long run? And we still don't know. We're still in that situation. For a reason that I can't explain, there seems to be just a difference to the manager's presentation, and other than Assemblymember Josephson and to a certain extent Assemblymember Morfitt, there really hasn't been a strong criticism of the budget as it was presented.
Assemblymember Brenda Josephson has proposed cuts to the museum and the library. And then there was also an amendment that was proposed at the last Committee of the Whole from Assembly members Heather Lendy and Tom Morfitt about trail funding and transferring more funds to maintain trails.
Right. The Tourism and Economic Development Fund does carry a hefty fund balance. And so there's a strong pressure from members of the community to improve our trails. And their argument is that trails not only are good for recreation for people in the community, but also they can be interpreted as an economic driver in the sense that people coming here into the community can come for hiking. So the proposal is that we do inventory and development and assessment of trails. So that will start off with a small amount of money. I know $40,000 doesn't sound like a small amount of money, but it takes a lot of money to do the assessments. So yes, there is a pending amendment to the budget, I think of $20,000.
That was Haynes Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel in conversation with KHNS reporter Henry Leisha. The Haynes Borough Assembly meets tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. You can stream the meeting live at khns.org. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us.